Hey everyone, welcome back to The Calm Within. I'm your host Taylor Reed, and if you're anything like me, life sometimes feels like a runaway train. It's go, go, good deadlines, plans, social media feeds all swirling around us, leaving little space for, well, just being. But what if there was a secret weapon, a powerful tool that could help us navigate this crazy world with more grace and intention? I'm talking about something called memento mori, and trust me, it's not as morbid as it sounds. So, why should we care about remembering our mortality, right? Ever felt like you were chasing some imaginary finish line? Like you're constantly striving for something in the future, forgetting to savor the present moment? Memento mori is a gentle nudge to remember that life is finite. It's not about dwelling on death, it's about appreciating the preciousness of every single day we have. Think of it like this. You wouldn't waste an amazing meal, right? You'd savor each bite because you know it won't last forever. Well, life is like that incredible meal, a delicious feast to be fully experienced, not just rushed through. Now, I know what you're thinking. Easier said than done, Taylor. Trust me, I get it. But remember, this isn't about becoming some gloomy hermit who mopes around all day. It's about shifting your perspective, finding gratitude in the little things, and using that awareness to live a more intentional life. Here are 5 key takeaways from understanding memento mori. 1. Prioritize what truly matters. When you know time is limited, you naturally focus on what's important. That might be spending quality time with loved ones, pursuing your passions, or simply enjoying a beautiful sunset. It's about aligning your actions with your values and not wasting precious energy on things that don't bring you joy. 2. Practice gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the simple blessings in your life, a warm cup of coffee, a good laugh, or the feeling of sunshine on your skin. This practice helps shift your focus from what's lacking to what you already have, cultivating a sense of contentment and peace. 3. Embrace challenges. Remember, setbacks are inevitable, but they don't define us. Embrace them as opportunities for growth and learning. Think of it like this. Every obstacle overcome makes you stronger, wiser, and more resilient. 4. Live in the present moment. Dwelling on the past or worrying about the future steals away precious time from the only moment that truly exists now. Engage fully in your daily experiences, savor each interaction, and appreciate the beauty of this fleeting journey. 5. Leave a positive legacy. How do you want to be remembered? Memento mori encourages us to think about our impact on the world. What will we leave behind? How can we make a difference in the lives of others? This reminder inspires us to live with purpose and intention, leaving behind a trail of kindness and compassion. Think about that last time you really felt alive. When were you fully present, engaged, and enjoying every moment? Maybe it was hiking a mountain trail, dancing at a concert, or simply having a heartfelt conversation with a loved one. Those moments are the ones we should strive to create more of, right? Memento mori reminds us that life is precious and it's up to us to make the most of every single day. Let me tell you a quick story. Just a few weeks ago, I was feeling overwhelmed by a project deadline. My mind was racing, my shoulders were tense, and I felt like I was drowning in to-do lists. I took a moment to pause, remember this concept of memento mori, and it hit me. What truly mattered? Was this project going to define my life? Or would a few extra hours of sleep and a good dose of self-care make a bigger difference? I decided to take a break, go for a walk in nature, and reconnect with myself. It was exactly what I needed, a reminder that it's okay to slow down, prioritize well-being, and approach life with a sense of balance. So, my friends, remember this. Embrace the present moment, be grateful for the gifts you have, and live with intention. That's the essence of memento mori, finding peace and purpose in the knowledge that time is precious. Until next time, keep it calm within. Don't forget to share your thoughts on this episode, what resonated with you. What are some ways you incorporate mindfulness into your daily life? Let's keep the conversation going over on our social media pages.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.